Good morning.
早晨好。
It's great to be with our young people this morning.
今天早间看见年轻人，我就心里非常喜乐。
And I have my first chance to greet our college students coming back to us for the summer break.
这些年轻的大学生们是从学校回到家里，来度这个暑期的假期。我非常高兴第一次在这里与你们交通。
I know it's kind of a late welcome since the summer break came to us almost a month ago.
我知道对你们问候的时候似乎有点晚，因为也一个月之前你们就已经回来了。
Anyway, it's always so wonderful to have you guys coming back for the family reunion.
好像在我们家庭的重新聚集，一个大团聚一样，我们非常的高兴。
I mean the spiritual family here this morning.
特别是我们这个属灵的家庭。
I heard some of you will be busy with summer schedules.
我知道你们里面有许多的人，这个暑假的日程都非常的忙。
Either working or traveling.
不管是你要工作还是要旅游。
But I still hope to see you all on each Sunday here.
但是我真的希望你每个主日都能够来到这里。
Sometimes you might say, "Oh, I'm going to miss the church meeting today."
有的时候你可能会说，我今天会错过教会的聚集。
And it's okay. It's not big deal.
没有什么特别的，这个是可以的，允许的。
But my dear young people, don't take that word and don't take their attitude.
但是我的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，不要用这样的态度。
Because it's only here, it's only here more than any place around.
因为只有在这里，比其他所有的地方。
We can have our hearts and minds softened, nourished, refreshed, and refocused by the Word of God.
我们的身心灵才能得到滋润，重新聚焦，回到主的面前。
And over the years, I believe that we learned how true that is.
这个从我们人生的经历当中，我们知道我所说的这一切都是真实的。
So on the front end of this summer break.
所以在暑期的一开始。
Let me just urge you to take time for this hour, for this day, and.Friday evening as well.
让我来鼓励你，你重新能够想到，特别的坚持礼拜五和礼拜天的聚集。
Please try hard not to miss them.
真的要努力的坚持一下，不要错过这些聚集的机会。
We pray for you and wish you all a blessed summer.
我们为你们祷告，并且希望你们有一个很美好的假期。
Now let's come together in the word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we can approach your mercy seat.
主耶稣，我们感谢这段时间我们可以来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Lord, we thank you because all that by your work on the cross.That we can stand face to face with you.
主啊，全是你在十字架上所成就的大事，我们才可以面对面的来到你的面前。
Lord, we confess that it's not by our might, it's not by our force and our understanding, we can understand your word.
主，我们知道我们。坦白地承认，不是靠着我们的力量和我们的智慧来理解你的话语。
So we pray that the Holy Spirit will open our heart and open the eyes in us.
所以我们恳求圣灵能够开启我们，在我们的里面做开启的工作。
We want to see Jesus our Lord.
我们想要面对面地看耶稣基督，我们的救主。
So we commit this time unto your hand and be with us.
我们把以下的时间仰望在恩主的手中，求你与我们同在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. This morning I'm gonna share with you a short sentence from the Old Testament.
今天早间我要为与会众所交通的经节非常是短的。
The book of Micah, chapter 6 and verse 8.
是弥迦书第六章第八节。
This verse, I believe, is not unfamiliar to any of you.
这个经节我相信对每个人都很熟悉。
Because it has been repeated time after time in all the church meetings.
因为在所有教会的聚集里面，我们都不断地重复这句经节。
It holds a profound meaningfulness as a lampstand in our spiritual journey.
在我们属灵的道路上，它就是一盏灯一样，一直在照亮引领我们。
Reminding us of our responsibilities and the path to pursuing God's purpose.
这个经节就提醒我们，我们在追求神的道路上应该怎么样行。
It also reminds us of things that will either make us or break us as followers of Jesus.
这里面所讲的几处几点都是非常至关重要的，这几点会或者建造我们，或者拆毁我们。
It was the prophet Micah who asked.
是这个先知弥迦问。
What does the Lord require of us?
主神要我们干什么？
What are the things that He wants from us?
他需要我们具备什么？
Then Micah went through a list of possibilities like burnt offerings.
然后弥迦就数算了几一个清单，包括献祭。
Thousands of rams.
千千的公羊
and the 10,000 river of oil.
万万的油河
Sometimes we're so good at doing that with God.
我们非常的擅长与神有这样的交易
You know, going through a long list.
有一个很长的清单
Like how much more diligent labors into Bible studies.
好像我们非常的努力参加这个读圣经的聚会
Prayer times.
还有祷告聚会
and church gatherings or serving in his house
甚至在神的家中服事
the longer the list is the more God is pleased we tend to think this way
好像我们自己以为我们这个清单越长神就越对我们满意
so in verse 7
所以在第七节
Micah turned to God and asked
第七节，弥迦就转向神问他
Do we need to give our firstborn to you so that you will forgive the sins of our soul?
我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子呢？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的呢？
Is our firstborn enough?
我的长子够够献给你吗？
Is that what you require from us in a way that pleases you?
难道我献上我的长子这种方式就令你满意吗？
No, no, says the Lord to the prophet.
这个弥迦就在这里说不是的。
None of the above.
不是，这上面所说的所有的没有一样是合神心意的。
But just one simple thing.
只有一件非常简单的事实。
So you see, brothers and sisters, God never asked us something complicated in following Him.
你知道，所以我们的神在我们跟随他的路上的时候，对我们的要求其实非常的简单。
You know, in our college years,
在我们上大学的时候
，you will find that some professors are so good at simplifying complex concepts.To help the students to go through.
当你上学读书的时候，你知道有一些的教授，他们是非常杰出的教授，他们能够把一个非常复杂的概念以简单的方式表达出来。
But some are adept at complicating already rich enough content, and their classroom representations often make students more intimidated and.Confused.
但是另外一些教授呢，他们把本来就已经复杂的概念 更加的复杂化，他们在展示他的课件的时候，没有让学生更加能够理解，反倒感觉到非常害怕。
Do you have that kind of experience? I mean, in your college years?
你上大学的时候有没有这样的经历呢？
I have a close friend.
我有一个非常好的朋友。
And also a humble brother in Christ.
是一个非常谦卑的弟兄。
He works part-time as a substitute instructor at the local college.
他在当地的一个大学里做代课老师。
He doesn't have much fame.
他没有什么声望。
He's not even a full-time faculty yet.
他甚至不是这个学校的教职员工的一员。
But he has earned a fantastic reputation among students.
但是在学生们当中，他却有很好的口评。
Because he's so good at make the most pain in the neck course easy to go through.
因为他可以使一个非常难的课程，让你很简单的就能够很容易的就能够过去。
He can make a thick theory book of several hundred pages into a few lines of simple sentences while he's teaching his class.
在他教他的课的时候，他可以把几百页的教科书浓缩成几句非常简单的话语向你展示出来。
All his students loved him because his teaching is so simple and straightforward.
所有他的学生都非常的喜爱他，因为他所教的是如此，他所教的方式是如此的简单，让人理解。
My dear young people, do you agree with me that a good teacher never overteaches?
你知道，如果一个你同意我的说法吗？就是一个好的老师从来不教你超过你能理解的范围。
A good teacher does make things comprehensive, but not complicated.
一个好的老师把他所要教的教程能够让你理解，而不是更加复杂。
A good teacher always leads his students to a simple and a straight path.
一个好的老师总是能够带领他的学生到一个简单而非常直爽的道路上。
We thank God for he is our number one full-time 24/7instructor on our side.
我们感谢主，神是我们24小时7天的一个全职的教师。
He teaches us and he guides us.
他不光教导我们，并且还指引我们。
And the way he leads us is always simple and straightforward.
他带领的我们的方式是如此的直白。
Our Lord Jesus reminds us in Matthew 11:30.
我们的神使我们让我们看到在马太福音第十一章第三十节。
The Lord Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Now, would you join me in the Bible reading for this morning?
让我们一起来读圣经。
Let's go to Micah chapter 6 and verse 8.
让我们一起读弥迦书第六章第八节。
Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
弥迦书第六章第八节，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
What a simple verse, isn't it?
这个真的是非常简单，对吗？
Notice here that in Darby's translation, to love mercy is to love goodness.
我们注意到在这里面，在达比弟兄的版本翻译版本里面说到好怜悯，其实是好良善。
In another English translation, it is to love kindness.
或者是好仁爱。
I like the word kindness better because it's close to the original language.
我喜欢好仁爱，因为这种翻译更加接近它以前的原文。
The second thing we need to pay attention.
第二个我们想要注意的是。
Is that it seems like God asked Israel people to do four things.
好像是神在要求以色列人做四样事情。
To do just to love kindness and be humble and walk with Him.
是厚怜悯，存谦卑的心，并且是与你的神同行。
But in fact, that was just one thing that God has expected of His people.
但是其实这个终极只是一件事情，神要求他的子民。
It is to walk with Him.
他所要求的就是与神同行。
And the rest of three things were conditions for this one thing.
另外的三点其实是这个的先决条件。
Meaning, if you want to walk with God,
意思就是说，如果你想要与神同行
，You must do justice, love kindness, and be humble.
你必须行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心。
If you are familiar with the total 16 prophet books of the Old Testament,
如果你稍微熟悉这个旧约里十六卷先知书。
You will know that the book of Micah is ranked among the so-called minor prophets.
你就知道弥迦书被列为小先知书里面。
From our 21st century perspective,
从我们21世纪的观点来看
，minor means small, secondary, and unimportant.
这个小意思就是说不主要，是次要的。
So we tend to leave it on side when we read the Old Testament.
所以当我们在读旧约的时候，我们就想要把它先放在一边。
But it will probably lead us into a misunderstanding of who Micah is.
这样就会让我们对弥迦这位先知有一些误解。
Micah lived at the same time as Isaiah.
弥迦所居住的时代是与以赛亚同时代的时候。
You know, Isaiah is one of the major prophets in the Old Testament.
你知道以赛亚是在旧约里面一个大先知。
They lived at the same time just before the northern kingdom of Israel fell into the hands of Assyrians.
他们居住的时代正好是北国被亚述王灭绝的时候。
Then a little over 20 years later, the Assyrians came back after they destroyed the northern kingdom.
所以当亚述国灭了北国20年之后，他们又重新卷土重来。
But by this time, they were trying to invade the southern kingdom of Judah.
但是他们现在这一次是想要侵略南国犹大国。
In the meantime,Judah was experiencing social injustice and a religious downturn.
这时候，在犹大国整个国里面有许多的社会的不公平现象和属灵的下滑。
People were distressed.
人们都非常的处在非常窘迫的情况。
So God sent Isaiah and Micah to speak to His people of Israel.
所以神就差派以赛亚和弥迦。对他的子民讲话
，calling them to turn back to God and stay closely with Him，
来呼召他的名，转眼来与他接近同行。
Like Isaiah 30:15，
就像以赛亚书第30:15里面
，The Lord speak to Israel in returning and the rest you shall be saved and in quietness and confidence.Shall be your strength.
以赛亚书第30:15，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
We could say that Micah's message is identical to the book of Isaiah because they lived in the same generation and faced same situations.
因为尼迦所处的时代和社会环境与以赛亚是同样的，所以我们可以说他们传讲的信息是相似的。
However, Isaiah's message mainly focused on the southern kingdom of Judah.
但是以赛亚所传讲的信息是特别针对南国犹大国。
But Micah spoke to the people living in both the north and the south.
但是弥迦所针对的观众是不仅是南国，而且有北国。
So he shouldn't, he should not really be considered a minor one among all the prophets in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约的众先知当中，他不应该被列为小先知。
His message, if we have read through the book,
如果你把整卷书读过
is indeed simple but powerful.
虽然它的信息非常的简单，但是却非常有力量
and straightforward to call out of the people of Israel for their rejection of God.
它的信息特别的直白，直接告诉以色列人被盗的景况。
And their quick adoption of pagan practices from the nations around them.
他们是如何以很快的方式就融于外邦人，接受他们的神？
Both in their worships and their social lives.
不仅是他们普通的社交的生活，还是他们敬拜当中。
You know, Second Kings chapter 16.
在列王记下第十六章。
It tells us about the king Ahaz of Judah going up to Damascus.
讲到犹大王，犹大的王亚哈斯去大马色。
By the way, both prophets Isaiah and Micah lived during the time of King Ahaz.
顺便说一句，不仅是以赛亚，而且是弥迦这两位先知都在这时候活着。
This guy was a disaster from God's perspective.
这个王亚哈斯从神的眼光来说，他是一个劫难。
Because he introduced a pagan idolatry to the southern kingdom.
因为他把对万邦神的敬拜引进到对南国的敬拜当中。
The story is that he was visiting the city of Damascus.
这个故事就讲到当他去拜访大马色的时候
and he went to the pagan temple over there.
他跑去看一个外邦人的坛
then he saw an altar.
他看见一个坛
a pagan altar in a pagan temple there.
在一个外邦人的神庙里面的外邦人的坛
and he was amazed by the beautiful shape of that altar.
他看到它的外观是如此的美丽
so he said to the high priest in Jerusalem.
所以他对在耶路撒冷的这个大祭司就说
make me a copy of the same altar for the holy temple in Jerusalem.
在我们的圣殿里面建一个同样的坛。
You must follow the original pattern and the workmanship of this one.
根据我所讲的这一个它的所有的细节来建造这个坛。
And he made changes and rearranged the format of the holy temple so that this new pagan altar could be set in the holy temple.
所以在神的圣殿里，他竟然重新组装这个结构，好叫外邦人的神坛可以在神的圣殿里。
Then verse 12 says the king Ahaz approached the altar and make offerings on it.
所以在列王记下第十六章十二节里面就讲到他就是亚哈斯王就近前来在坛上献祭。
This was the turning point for the southern kingdom.
这个是南国的一个急速下降的转折点。
We wonder why he did that.
我们想知道他为什么要这样。
Somebody may say that Ahaz was amazed by the beauty of pagan worship.
那有些人可能就说，因为亚哈斯被外邦人敬拜的这种场景所惊，他喜欢这种场景。
That's partially right.
也许一部分是正确的。
But listen to the answer of God's word in 2 Chronicles 28:23.
但是当我们再研读一下这个历代志下二十八章第十三节的时候。
23节。It says, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, I will sacrifice to them that they may help me.
历代志下第二十八章二十三节，他祭司攻击他的大马色之神说，因为亚兰王的神帮助他们，我也献祭于他，他好帮助我。但那些神使他和以色列众人败亡了。
In other words, pagan gods are considered much stronger and better than the one true God of Israel.
换句话说，在他的眼里，外邦人的这个神比我们的神真神更加有能力。
Again, this was the critical turning point.Of the southern kingdom of Judah.
所以我想再重复一遍，这就是南国急剧下降的一个转折点。
So 150 years later, Judah fell into the hands of the Babylonians.
所以150年之后，犹大就被巴比伦灭亡，灭国。
Now keep in mind, brothers and sisters, King Ahaz seemed a man of a spiritual minded.Because he liked to worship things like altars or burning offerings.
如果我们想一想，这个王亚哈斯，他其实是非常追求属灵的一个王，因为他在意这些献祭和敬拜。
However, he devoted his life to the pagan idols and turned his kingdom upside down.
但是他所追求的却是外邦人的神，这样他的王国彻底的要毁灭。
You see, brothers and sisters, it's possible for someone to be so-called spiritual-minded while he's on his way to hell.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要看到说，当人们在寻求帮助的时候，他肯定是有这个想要追求属灵的意念。
Many people today.Like to claim and show others their spiritual insensitivity and knowledge.
有许多人想要向其他的人展示他的属灵的知识和属灵的感觉。
But honestly, it doesn't tell us anything.
但是事实上，这不代表着任何事情。
We just need to ask one simple question, along with Micah 6:8.
所以其实我们只要问我们一个非常简单的问题，就是弥迦书第六章第八节。
Do you keep yourself closely walking with him?
你有没有非常近的与神同行？
In other words, we don't have to go through a long list of showing, telling others that we can do this or that spiritual thing.
换句话说，我们完全没有必要摆一个清单来告诉或者展示我们所做的事情。
No, not at all, brothers and sisters. God isn't looking for payment related to our activities.
神不是要因着我们所做的来给我们一个奖赏。
Like he said to the prophet Micah,
就像他对弥迦这个位先知所说的
that he's never askedFor anything from his people.
他从来不向他的民索取任何东西。
Not even their willingness to give their child as a burnt offering to him.
甚至不是想要这个他的要献上他的长子。
But just one simple requirement.
只有一个非常非常简单的要求。
To walk with him.
就是与神同行。
Brothers and sisters, this is the only thing that God expects of us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神所要求我们唯一的一件事。
My dear young people, you are surely blessed with a good education.
我的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，你们都有受到很好的教育。
You are blessed with a supportive parents and the church people around you.
你们真的非常有福，你们的家庭和教会都来支持你们。
But on the other hand,
但是另一方面。
Do these blessings help you focus more on what He expects you?
这所有的祝福有没有帮助你更加明白神的旨意？
What do you want to be, my dear young people, with the blessings from above?
从这个从天上来的祝福，你得到了之后，你想要成为什么样？
A successful engineer or entrepreneur?
一个成功的企业家，还是一个成功的工程师
？Nobel Prize winner, scholar, or medical doctor?
还是一个医生或者诺贝尔奖获得者
？What does he ask from you?
他要你做什么呢
？Have you ever asked him about it? And what's your answer from him?
你有没有问神这个问题？你对神是怎么样交代的呢
？Or are you satisfied with your life both on campus and at home in finding His purpose for you？
还是你对于你目前的状况，不仅是在家里，还是在你所在的学校里，都在努力地追寻神的旨意
？If your minds and hearts are stuffed with these questions.
如果你的心思都有这样的充满了这个疑惑
then you got to give your ears to Micah's message.
你就应该仔细地听弥迦要对你说的话
Again, it's not a long list of doing this or doing that.
这不是一个很长的要求清单
Instead, it's just a simple phrase.
只是简单的几个词组
God wants His people to walk closely with Him.
神要他的民来接近的与他同行。
First, Micah 6:8 says, "This is the goodness that the Lord has shown us."
第一点，弥迦对我们说，耶和华已指示你何为善。
Meaning all the Old Testament sacrificial system carried by the Mosaic Law, and all the New Testament teachings and the revelations are meant to draw His people to this simple point.
不管是旧约里摩西所指示的所有的献祭，还是在新约里，还是启示录，所有这些聚焦都在这一点，就是耶和华指示你何为善。
My dear young people, how he longed for someone on earth, some good one on earth, to give up their desire and choose to walk with him.
我的弟兄姊妹们，神是如此的巴望，他所爱的人能够放下自己心里所要求的，来追求他。
To walk with him day and night.
昼夜地跟随他。
This is what he considered us good for.
这就是我们所说的何为善。
Otherwise, we're no good at all as he sees us.
换句话说，否则我们在他的眼里就无足良善。
In John 6,
在约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6, our Lord Jesus revealed to those who followed him.
约翰福音里面耶稣对他的门徒对有这些启示、
that he is the bread of life from heaven
他是从天上来的粮
and he says to them whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life
他说吃我肉喝我血的就有永生
however these words are harsh to their ears
但是对于当时的众人来说，似乎听起来不顺耳。
How can we just eat fresh meat and drink fresh blood for eternal life.
我们怎么才能吃这个人的肉，喝他的血，并且得到永生呢？
These words are so hard for their ears.
对于他们来说，这些话语非常的生涩。
So verse 66 tells that many of his disciples went back and walked with Jesus no more.
所以约翰福音第六章第六十六节就讲到，从此他们途中，他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
Brothers and sisters, we can feel how that hurts Jesus' heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这是多么的让基督耶稣伤心。
Because this is what he came to us for.
因为这就是他来到世间的意义。
This is the only thing he expects of his disciples.
他唯一要求他门徒的就是这一点。
He never told his disciples that you should do this, you should do that, and so called you will be called the followers of mine.
他从来没有说过你必须做这件事情，你必须做那件事情，好叫你成为我的门徒。
But just follow me.
但是只是跟随我。
The word disciple means the follower.
门徒的意思就是跟随者。
Not has the meaning of a student.
他有这个作为学生的意思。
No.
没有作为学生的意思。
Yes, so Jesus turned to the 12 and asked them.
所以耶稣就对他的十二个门徒问他们说，
Do you also want to go away?
你们也要去吗？
We thank God, Simon Peter answered.
感谢主，西门彼得回答说，
Lord, to whom shall we go?
主啊，我们去哪儿呢？我们能跟随谁呢？
For you have the words of eternal life.
因为你有永生之道。
Brothers and sisters, God has shown us what is good according to his purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，神已经指示我们根据他的旨意。
He never plays peekaboo with us about what he expects of us.
他从来不遮掩他所要向我们启示的。
He made us known.
他让我们知道。
But how do we respond to him?
那我们怎么样回答呢？
You know, one example we can learn from the Bible is the book of Jonah.
有一个非常好的例子，我们可以得到从圣经里面的约拿书学到。
If you turn to the book of Jonah and do a little background research,
如果你翻到约拿书，你做一点背景的调查，
We will find that Jonah was a prophet who lived about the same time as Micah.
你就知道约拿他所居住的时间是与弥迦大概一将的时间。
But not like the other prophets, Jonah was sent by God to speak to Assyrians.
但是与其他的先知不同的是，约拿被神差遣去跟亚述人讲话，说预言。
You know, Assyrians, they are the enemies who destroyed Israel and harassed the Judah.
亚述人他们是让以色列人败坏的，让他们失败的。
So Jonah hated them.
约拿非常痛恨他们。
One day God said to him, Jonah, you go to Nineveh.
有一天神对约拿说，约拿，你去尼尼微大城。
The capital city of Assyria.
是亚述的京城。
But Jonah went the opposite way.
但是约拿却向背道而驰逃跑。
Saying, I'm not gonna walk with you according to your appointment.
我可不跟着你，让我做的事情跟着你同行。
Send somebody else to Syria.
你可以派其他的人到叙利亚。
You are the Lord and you can do everything.
你是神，你万事都能。
But I'm gonna walk on my own.
但是我要自己走了。
But God supernaturally orchestrated events of a storm.
但是神却凭着他万有的超自然能力来安排了一个大的风暴。
The storm overtook the boat Jonah was on.
这个大的风暴席卷了 约拿所坐的船。
And he was thrown over into the sea, so he would be able to walk with God's appointment.
神就把他丢在海里，好叫他能与神同行。
My dear young people, God is good at all.
但是，亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，神是不误事的。
God is good all the time.
他是他总是美善的。
Even in the middle of a storm in our life, God's goodness is still in control.
虽然在我们的生命当中我们会有风暴，但在这一切的风暴当中，他依然坐王掌权。
So Jonah came back and walked with God's appointment.
所以约拿就被迫回来与神同行，完成他所交的功。
Even though some consequences were attached there, as you know,
我们知道后来还是有一些其他的结果。
He was kept in the belly of a big fish and spit up after 3 days.
他其实是在大鱼的肚子里待了三天，后来被鱼吐了出来。
I don't know how you feel about it.
我不知道你读了这个是怎么感觉的。
But honestly, my dear young people, I can't take this goofiness of a confidence.
我不知道是你是怎么想的，亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹，但是我真的不能接受这种奇怪的方式。
But that's what always happens to us when we choose to walk on our own.
但是前面弟兄讲的是不能有信心对待这个奇蛋的方式，但是我们不能依靠自己。
Rather than with him according to his appointment.
而是与他同行，照着他的旨意。
Sometimes we will ask question why I should go through the storm of my life.
有的时候我们就问我们自己问题，为什么我的生命当中会有这样的风暴？
My dear young people, because that's what always happens to us when we choose to walk on our own.
弟兄姊妹，年轻的弟兄姊妹们，当我们选择走自己的路的时候，我们经常会遇到风暴。
So if you turn your back, if you turn your way back to God, the storm will cease.
如果你转念仰望神，你回到他的面前，你的风暴就会被平静了。
Now my question is, dear young people, where are you now?
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我对你的问题是，你现在在哪儿？
Are you walking on the way with him to Nineveh, or on your own way to the fish belly?
你是照着自己的己意而行，进到了鱼的肚子里面，还是与神同行去尼尼微大城？
Now let's go to the three things we mentioned earlier.
让我们来重新回到前面我们提到的三点。
These three things are very important to achieve the calling of walking with Him.
为了能够达到与神同行的目的，我们需要这三点。
Number one, to do justly.
第一点就是行公义。
Justice here is not the angry judgment of the streets or the major college campus we've seen recently on TV.
我们在这里面行公义，不是我们所看电视上所看的这些新闻，这些大的大学里所发生的事情。
It has nothing to do with the law system or moral concept by corrupt human.Nature.
与人本性腐朽的自我相比所产生的与道德和法律有关的这一切是没有关系的。
In the Bible, justice means God's ultimate judgment according to His righteousness and holiness.
这个行公义是神根据他自己的圣洁和他的公义来终极的审判这个世界。
So Paul says in Romans 14:4.
所以保罗在罗马书第十四章第四节讲到
Who are you to judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
罗马书第十四章第四节，你是谁？竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
So we are told that walk with God is not to walk with it. Walk with God is to walk with the fear of the Lord.
我们知道与神同行是存敬畏的心与神同行。
And be cautious in judging others or even ourselves.
特别小心不要去论断别人，甚至不要论断自己。
To do justly also means to hate evil.And choose to stand in the light of His holiness.
行公义，并且包括来痛恨罪，而且在神的光中。
I knew a brother working in a medical lab.
我知道有个弟兄是在医学方面工作，在医学的一个实验室工作。
Yeah, he used a lot of paper from his lab.To print his own materials.
在他的实验室当中，他用许多的纸来打印他自己的东西。
Like SAT notes for his kids.
甚至包括 SAT 这个大学考试，所有的笔记为他的孩子打印这些东西。
He has 5 kids.
他有五个孩子。
And both they got super grade for SAT.
两个孩子。都考得很好。
Yeah. Once I said to him, I need to buy a commentary book of 500 pages.
有一次我告诉他，我想要买一个解经的书，这本书大约500页。
He stopped me and promised to give me the book in the next few days.
他不让我买，告诉我下面他会给我这本书。
Then he gave me a stack of printed papers of that book.
所以他就把这本书打印出来，给了我一个厚厚的一叠。
Yeah, he downloaded the book online and used his lab for print jobs.
所以他从网上把这本书下载了以后，在他的实验室里面就为我打印了。
But one day during the Bible study,
但是有一天在读经的时候，
God spoke His word directly to this brother's into his heart.
神就直接的对他的心讲话。
The word is very simple phrase.
这句话非常简单，就是一个词。
Be holy, for I am holy.
圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
My brother changed.
所以我的弟兄就改变了。
He went to his boss and admitted his mistake.
他去他的老板那里承认了他的错误。
And stopped doing that ever since.
从此以后他再也没有做过。
You know, some of his buddies joked.
有他的朋友就跟他开玩笑。
That he shouldn't be worried about it because no one, even his boss, would care about it.
其实根本没人在意，甚至他的老板都不在意。
Said your boss own you know multiple labs in the colleges.
你的老板在这个大学里面有许多个实验室。
He never cared about the papers.
他才不管这个纸呢。
But my brother says.
但是我的弟兄说。
God cares, I care, and I hate doing that against him.
如果主神。在意，我就在意，我不要做与他旨意违背的事情。
To me, brothers and sisters, this is one of the good examples of walking with God in the light of justice.
对于我来说，弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常好的例子，是如何在神的光中与他同行，在他的公义当中行公义。
Number two, to love kindness.
第二点是好怜悯。
Kindness simply means a softened heart and a prepared attitude for compassion, love, and forgiveness.
好怜悯其实就是讲一个非常柔软的心和一个正确的态度， 可以有同情心和爱心和仁义。
If kindness has a taste, it is honey sweet.
如果这个怜悯有，你可以味觉到它是很甜美的。
If kindness you can touch, it is soft like a teddy bear.
如果你可以触摸这个怜悯，它是非常柔软的，像一个小熊，玩具熊。
But you can't have that taste outside of Jesus.
但是这所有的感觉在耶稣以外是没有办法尝到的。
You know, if you want me to do a quick review of my past years here.
如果你想允许我能够我非常快地讲一下我去年在这儿的经历。
Past years.
去所有过去的年年日。
Yeah, I've been here almost 7 years.
我已经在这个聚会里七年了。
I'm thankful that I learned good teachings.
我非常感恩我可以学到一个正道。
Like the eternal purpose of a God or growing spiritual character as an overcomer.
不管是神永远的旨意还是作为得胜者我们所需要的态度。
And sometimes I could even give a little talk on what I learned.
我有的时候可以从我所学到的能够讲一些东西出来。
But regrettably speaking,
但是非常遗憾,
I often let the kindness fly away.
我经常让这个怜悯之心从我身边划过。
Either when I'm at home or among God's people.
不管是在家里还是在神的子民当中
Brothers and sisters, I want you to remember my story.
弟兄姊妹们我希望你能够记住我的故事
Because it seems much easier to bear a grudge.
因为如果想要怀怨的话是很容易的
And hate.
还有是讨厌和痛恨
And a return.
并且来报复
means to get back
就是你想要把你获得的来返回给那个人
or get even
或者甚至要来跟他同等报复
life makes us tough
这个生活让我们非常的坚韧
and we get along with toughness
因为我们慢慢的都会变得非常的坚韧
In fact, in most workplaces,
特别是在工作的环境当中
people even respect you more because you are tough.
因为你非常的坚韧，人们可能会更加的尊重你。
And we then carry that toughness into God's children.
所以我们把这种性格，坚韧的性格，甚至带到神的选民当中。
And we carry that toughness back to our home.
我们也把这个坚韧带到我们的家庭当中。
And we think it's not big deal.
我们觉得这没什么。
That's what the prophet Micah reminds us.
所以，这个先知弥迦在这里就提醒我们。
To walk with God.
与神同行。
You and I must retain the sweetness of kindness.
我们必须有甜美的仁爱。
Love kindness.
是喜爱仁爱
Don't let it fly away.
不要让这个品行从我们身间划过
Because without the sweet taste of kindness, nobody can move his steps in walking with God.
如果没有这个仁爱的品行，我们没有办法与神同行。
Don't even think you are the church leaders, so you, that means you walk with God.
不要以为你作为这个聚会的负责人之一，你就与神同行了。
To listen to His word,
听他的话语。
To be able to work, to be able to walk with God, you got to love kindness.
如果你想要与神同行，你必须要好怜悯。
My dear brothers and sisters, just be soft.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我真的希望你的心是柔软的。
And have the taste of a sweetness when you speak to the people.
当你与人交通的时候，你真的有甜美的感觉。
I think the best story recorded in the Bible of kindness is about a 17 years old boy by named Joseph.
在圣经当中最好的这个好怜悯的一个故事，就是17岁的约瑟。
He was hated by his brother.
他的弟兄们来都讨厌他。
Because his father's exclusively love.
因为他的父偏爱他。
So they teamed up in the first of killing him.
所以他的兄弟们就结交起来，一起要陷害他。
Then they decided to sell him as a slave to Egypt.
所以他们就帮结起来，把他卖到埃及作为奴隶。
He was abandoned by brothers.
他被他的弟兄所抛弃。
Thought dead by his father.
他的父亲以为他已经死了。
And ended up in an Egyptian dungeon with a false charge against him.
因为这个错误的判决和误解，他到了埃及的这个地牢里。
If you talk about the reason for hate,
如果你要想讲怨恨
，My dear young people, Joseph got enough.
约瑟真的有足够的原因怨恨。
But who would have known that after 13 years, this Hebrew boy became the prime minister?And the rule over the land of Egypt.
那谁知道过了许多年之后，这个被卖的男孩成了埃及的宰相。
Now back in his original homeland.
在他的家乡里。
A drought happened and a famine occurred.
一个大的干旱和饥荒。
So the father said to the brothers, "You need to go to Egypt."For food, or we will die.
他的父亲差派他的弟兄们到埃及籴粮，这样他们就可以有食物吃，不会死亡。
So they came to Egypt.
所以他们就到了埃及。
And asked help from this prime minister.
所以从这个宰相得帮助。
But they didn't know that the one they were talking to was the brother they once ripped off.
他们不知道他们所讲话的这位宰相就是他们曾经陷害的那一位。
Genesis chapter 45,
创世纪第45章。
Now came a great moment of a revenge that Joseph could shove in their faces.
约瑟完全可以来这个时候报复，来摆在直接面对面的报复他们。
But to everybody's surprise,
但是令每个人惊奇
this Egyptian prime minister cried out loud to them and said, "I am Joseph, your brother."
这个埃及的宰相在众人面前，在他们面前放声大哭。他说，我是约瑟，你们的弟兄。
Is my father still alive, and how is he doing now?
我的父亲还在吗？他现在怎么样？
Then the brothers were stunned because they couldn't believe this was him.
他的弟兄们都非常的惊诧，因为他们不相信这个是约瑟。
So Joseph repeatedly confirmed with them, "I am your brother who you sold to Egypt."
所以约瑟就重复着对他们宣告说，我是约瑟，就是你们卖到埃及的那个约瑟。
Now all the terrible feelings washed over them.
所有这所有的一下这些可怕的感觉浇灌在他们的身上。
All the guilt.
所有的这些自责。
All the shame.
这些愧疚。
All the fear.
还有害怕。
And they look at this man before them. Verse 3 says.
他看着这些。这个人站在他们这些人第三节说道
They were dismayed in his presence.
他们就非常惊恐害怕
Meaning they trembled before him and didn't know what to say.
意思就是说他在他们面前恐惧战惊，他们在他面前恐惧战惊，不知道要说什么。
Because with just one turn of his thumb, Joseph could send them to hell.
因为约瑟完全有能力把他们下监。
They would never get back even to see their families.
他们永远也不能回去看他们的家人。
But listen to what verse 5 says.
看第五节。
Joseph said to them, Do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
创世纪第四十五章第五节，现在不要因为把我卖到这里自怨自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命。
Joseph took time to kiss all his brothers.
约瑟就花时间与他每一个弟兄亲吻。
He took time to tell them how fully he forgave them.
他就花时间告诉他的弟兄，他完全的赦免了他们。
And he spoke softly to them.
他非常的轻柔的告诉他们。
My dear young people, this is kindness, isn't it?
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，这个就是爱，好怜悯。
Joseph had enough hardship in his years living on this earth.
约瑟在这个地上过了许多艰难的生活。
But he never let the kindness fly away from his heart.
他从来没有让这个怜悯仁爱从他的心中过去。
When someone acknowledges God's sovereign hand in all that's happened to his life,
当有人能够从他生活中发生的每件事情里面值得看到神的手的时候，
he will be truly free from revenge.
他真的就不会再想着怀怨，并且报复
and the bitterness.
还有怀恨来苦读。
And if he does so.
如果他这样做的话，
There's a plenty room in his heart left for kindness.
他的心里就会有许多的空间，好叫他的心里被怜悯、仁爱充满。
This is the way Joseph walked with God's plan to preserve life.
这个是约瑟如何与神同行来。保持保全他家人的生命。
My dear young people, you can't just grinding on your teeth while you walking with the Lord.
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，当你与神同行的时候，你真的不能咬着牙。
Now my question is.
现在我的问题是。
Would you have done that?
你会这样做吗？
Would we ever have done that?
我们会照着他这样做吗？
Not because the time limit.
因为时间的关系。
I think I stop here and leave the last one for next time.
我下一次再讲下一点。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time we gather together before you.
主，我们非常感恩这一个非常美丽的时间。
Lord, we confess that if we walk with you, it is all by your love.
我们之所以能够与你同行，都是因你的大爱。
We didn't know what a love was, but you loved it, at first.
我们不知道什么是爱，但是你先爱了我们。
Lord, we pray that you will make us the one who loves to walk with you.
主啊，我们恳求你帮助我们成为愿意与你同行的一群。
To walk in the light of justice.
是在光中要行公义的人。
And kindness.
是好怜悯的人。
And humbleness in Jesus Christ.
是愿意在主里面谦卑的人。
Lord, we thank you for this moment.
主啊，我们感谢你这段时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.